Hello and welcome to the WriteCome.com podcast, where we help you to make money from your words. Each episode, we'll be sharing tips, tricks, and strategies you can use to make more money from your writing, publishing, and marketing to your fans and audience. Let's get started with your host, Barry J. McDonald.
Hi, this is Barry here, and you're very welcome to today's podcast episode from WriteCome.com. And today's podcast episode is entitled, Still Waiting to Be the Cleverest One in the Graveyard? Now, the reason the idea for this podcast episode came about was recently I got an email from one of my subscribers. Now, before I go any further, this subscriber, they may be the nicest person in the world. I just don't know them that well, but I just want to give you the backstory of what actually happened and the decision I made and, you know, how I'm using this as a little reminder for everybody not to be... as I said, somebody who is aiming to be the cleverest person in the graveyard. Now, what happened was this subscriber had emailed me and they had said to me that they were a little bit short of cash that month. And there was a report that I had emailed about recently. And, you know, they said, could you wait until payday and I'll have the cash for the report and then, you know, I'll buy it off you then. Now, I should let you know too, a little bit of backstory about the WriteCome site. I do run a membership area, and what I do every month is, for a fixed fee, I give my members full access to all the content they've created, not only now but also in the past, and I also add in content every month. So sometimes I email people who aren't on my list about these reports or these video courses, whatever they've made, and I give them a chance to purchase it as well then too for maybe 3 or 4 days, and then I close that sale down, and then the only way they can get that content is to become a member of the WriteCome site. So in this case here, this person had been a member of the WriteCome site and they had their membership had elapsed, so they had dropped out and they weren't a member of it anymore, but they wanted this report. So because they were an ex-member, I said, well, you know, fair's fair. I'll give them an extra couple of days. You know, they had told me when they were getting paid and I left. I took the PayPal button down on that when the sale was up. But I had put it up then when they said they had cash, and I emailed them, just let them know that the report was available for another 2 or 3 days if they wanted to make a purchase whenever they got cash, and, you know, they could pick it up then. And, you know, as happens sometimes, you know, I just got met by silence. I never heard anything more, and the report was never bought, and, you know, they never purchased it. Now, I know what it's like for, you know, when you have an online business, when you haven't got much cash. And I remember one time, you know, I used to have my websites hosted on HostGator, and I used to do, you know, I used to use their promotion where you could have maybe website hosting for 30 days or whatever it was. And I remember as it come up to maybe day 28 or day 29, and I used to look and say, well, you know, did I make any money this month? Did I make enough money that I could pay the $17 or $13 or whatever it was for the following month? And in the majority of cases, sometimes I didn't. And sometimes I was, unfortunately, my cash flow wasn't great, sites were taken down. And even the same case too then with AWeber or GetResponse, they used to do like a dollar trial for, again, for 30 days, you could try out their system. And for those 30 days, I would try my best to come up, to get subscribers on my email list, to try and email them, you know, in that window, because I knew by the time it came to day 29, I would be straight over canceling my membership because I didn't have the money for the $17 or whatever it was. And, you know, I've been in those situations. I've been to those situations where you just, you know, you received an email about some report, it's really, really great, and you know it'll probably can make a difference for you or have the cash. So I was willing to leave that window open for another couple of days for that person to pick up the report. Now, the report, again, it was something small. It was something like $15 or $17 or something like that. But unfortunately, I didn't, or they didn't avail of the deal. So again, I just closed the button down, and that is it, gone for good. It's gone back into the pay, into the, you know, the members area of the WriteCome site, and it might never come back out again. But the reason I'm actually bringing this up was that this person was a member of the WriteCome site. Now, as I said, their membership lapsed and they dropped out. But, you know, for the 2 or 3 months beforehand, or even like, can't remember how long they were actually a member of the site, you know, they had full access to everything that I had. And in that time, they hadn't actually you know, maybe they were trying hard. I don't know. I hadn't been in contact with that person. But I assume from having access to all my content, all my videos, all of my reports, all the training content I'd put together, I'd assumed that, you know, it'd come to a stage where, you know, if I had showed them how to do something properly or gave them ideas for products or whatever it is, I would have assumed that they would have had enough money to pay for the monthly membership fee, or they would have had enough money to you know, to rustle it together to buy that report. You know, when they had dropped out of the membership, they should have had maybe the $10, $15 or whatever it is they needed to buy the report. But unfortunately, they didn't. And it just made me think then too, you know, what is this person? They were, you know, they were a member for so long that access to all that content, you know, were they using it? Were they going in watching the videos? Possibly, maybe they were, maybe they weren't. But I find sometimes, you know, some people on my list will say, well, you know, I'm not really interested in actually doing anything with this content. I actually just want to learn things. I want to learn stuff, how to do this and how to do that, but I'm never actually going to put it into practice. And it always makes me wonder and thinking, well, you know, what is the idea of that? Why would you want to do that? You know, are you aiming to be, you know, the cleverest person in the graveyard? Because, you know, all that knowledge is just being wasted if it's not actually putting it into action. You know, I remember a story I heard recently over on Dan Meredith's Facebook group, and it was actually, I think, Dan's member, I just can't think of his name offhand, but he was telling the story of going to seminars, like high-priced seminars. This could be like, I'm not sure if it was Dan Kennedy's seminars, but it was on the equivalent. It was big money seminars that these people were going to. And he said that there was a gentleman who used to sit up the front, and, you know, maybe this seminar was on for maybe 2 or 3 days. But he used to say that the gentleman would sit there for maybe the first half of the day, and then all of a sudden he would get up and just leave, and he would never come back, and they would never see him on in the later session of that day, or they would never see him on maybe the second day or the third day. He would never come back. And, you know, he used to do this again and again and again at seminars. And it came to one stage where there was like a prize giving ceremony, whatever it is, or, you know, they were recognizing people who had made a lot of money. Again, I don't know exactly what the company was or whatever it was, but they had this prize given anyway for people who had sold a certain amount or beaten a record or whatever it was. And when it came to the presentation time, this gentleman who used to walk out every, you know, he used to only do the half a day at these 3 or 4 day sessions, it was actually him that, you know, walked step forward and actually accepted the prize for it. And, you know, people who had been to seminars with him were kind of looking at each other saying, well, you know, how is it, you know, I have gone to that 3 or 4 day seminar, this guy is only doing like a half an hour, he's only doing the morning sessions, disappearing, and yet, you know, how is he winning these prizes and how is he getting all this success and I'm not getting it? And they found out then, I think, was actually from talking to somebody else, or actually talking to him himself, you know, what was he doing? And what he was doing was, he was, as the seminar was going on, he was, you know, writing like furiously on the page, and he was taking down notes of what was being explained on that day. And then what he would do is, he would take those bundle of notes, he would leave the room, and he'd go to his hotel room. And what he would do is, he would contact his team, whatever that was, his web development, maybe his copywriter or whoever was on his team. And he would sit down and he would go through the notes and he would say, right, this is what we're putting in the place. This is the action we're going to do. We are going to act on this straight away. And within 24 hours, he would have tweaked his sales letter, or he would have created a website, or he would have done something on what he had learned in that half session on the first day of the seminar. Whereas the people who maybe had gone through the 3 or 4 day seminar, you know, they may have taken notes, but the majority of them never took action on all that knowledge that they had learned. And yet here was this guy who, you know, who learned exactly what he needed to learn in that half session, had taken action on it, and he was the person who was stepping up on stage then accepting, you know, accepting the prize for whatever record he'd broken, you know. And, you know, it made me think, you know, this person had all this content, you know, available to them and maybe never acted on it. And it just made me wonder, like, how many of us, you know, if we go back to maybe our purchases on the Amazon store, all those books you've purchased, maybe on copywriting or how to write better, or maybe on blogging, or maybe on, you know, how to be better on social media, how many books have you gone through on in that particular topic? And, you know, how much action have you actually taken on the knowledge in that? You know, rather than actually going and buying maybe another book on Instagram or another book on how to write wonderful blog posts or whatever it is, you know, go back to the book that you already have there and go through and say, you know, did I actually take action on any of this content here? Did I take any notes? Like a snowball just as it's run down a hillside, am I just gathering more and more and more knowledge and it's never actually been used? You know, it's never actually been, you know, the rubber's never actually been put to the road. I've never actually taken use on it. Even if you probably go back to your hard drive, you know, how many free reports have you, you know, got stored away there that are never being looked at? Or how many, you know, videos have you been recommended to watch on YouTube? Or even the podcast episode, like even these podcasts I'm giving away, you know, I assume there's probably a tip now and then that I have tossed out. You know, how many times have you listened to podcast episode, never had like a pen and paper with you, you know, and to take down a quote or to take down a tip or something like that, you know, because you feel that the more you learn, the more you're going to be successful. Whereas in fact, like the more you learn, but if you're not taking action on that, you know, you're never going to be, you're probably going to be, as I said, you're going to be the cleverest one in the graveyard, but you're never going to be the wealthiest one. You're never going to be the one who has, you know, the most books out there, who has that productive blog, you know, who are helping people in coaching or whatever it is, because you've got all this knowledge in your head but you never actually taken action on it. So whatever you're doing today, have a look and say, you know, can I, whatever pages in this book I have read today, you know, is there anything I could put into use straight away? You know, can I just drop everything, go over, tweak my sales letter, you know, use it on a social media image? Could I take something that I've learned and, you know, put it into use rather than thinking, well, you know, I want to get through this book and get into the next book and the next book and the next book, rather than actually just drawing a line in the sand and just saying, here, you know, what have I learned from that book? What can I, you know, I've paid $7 from this book. Is there a $7 idea at very least in this book that I should be using today? And the majority of times, you know, that $7 book or the $10 book, it's probably, it could be maybe a $200 or $300 idea in that book if it was put into action. But you feel maybe that possibly that you need to get on to the next book because you need more and more knowledge in your head rather than actually acting on the content that you've already have, you know, you've already gone through, and, you know, unfortunately you're losing out because of it. So I don't want you to be, you know, the cleverest person in the graveyard. I would like you to be the wealthiest person, the most productive person, or the person who has put out the most content before you actually do that. And, you know, so don't buy in maybe another book today. Have a look at what you've already done, or the video course. Maybe you might see a video course, maybe you think is really going to help you, but have you taken action on the previous one or whatever it is? So I hope you know, this podcast episode made you think rather than, you know, I don't want this kind of, you be a snowball of knowledge and not actually taking action on it. Be like that person who went to the seminar, you know, the half a morning, that was enough for them to break all those records. So what is your half a morning that you should be putting into use to, you know, to get you further than where you are right now? Now, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, I really love if you could just share it with even one person who you may feel could benefit from it. Now, if you'd like to know more about me, or if you'd like to know more about the blog post, the podcast, the video courses or whatever, or the Rightcome membership, you're very welcome to drop over the Rightcome site. Now, you can join my mailing list and, you know, I'll be emailing you daily with tips, tricks and other ideas maybe you can put into use. And, you know, if you'd like to come over to the Rightcome site, you'll find me over here at Rightcome, which is WRITECOME.com, and that is where all the content is there. And as always, thanks for sharing your time with me again today, and take care and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today. If you'd like more from the Rightcome.com podcast, be sure to subscribe now for more tips, tricks and ideas you can use to make more money from your words. See you in the next episode.